Welcome to The Peak News. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And you are joining us, New Week, Business and Culture Day. And so happy to have you join us on this day of the eclipse. Now, you know, we like to be a news show, so we have to say there was an eclipse today. If you haven't heard about it, I don't know what to tell you. I guess you're not listening to anybody anywhere or anything. It really didn't happen here in our region. People I know, I was trying to find them who actually went to where it was total. One was in Texas, and he sent me a photo of the clouds. So they had a total eclipse there, created by clouds. Others that I've reached out to, I don't know what they're up to. I don't know if they're getting phone service or whatever. But that's all we're going to talk about, the eclipse today, because you know, we'll see what the significance of it is. There was a lot of people thinking about what might happen, and maybe it will. But as far as the event today, we'll move on to what's relevant in Colorado Springs and the Pikes Peak region, because we are the peak. We are hyper-local news, and we only want to hear about things that are relevant to us. You can go a lot of other places for national news, for state news, but here on the peak, we're just about the Pikes Peak region. And what's important to you and how you can make good decisions in your life and for your family and get involved and get out there and make our region a much better place. Because if you're here to be passive, I don't know. You know, we're happy to have you listening, and you should get educated. But we really want you to get involved, because this is where we walk. This is our ground here. And if we don't make it better, we can complain about a lot of things. But if we don't get out there and make it better, well, then, I don't think we have a right to complain, but that's just me. That's why I got a microphone, so I can come on here and I can bring on great guests. And who we have on the program today is John Corey, who is the CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts. And we're going to be talking about arts and culture in our region today. That's important, gets ignored a lot of the times by the news, but it's so important. And John's going to be giving us a great perspective on the arts. What we call the arts is much deeper. It's much wider than we think. So, John Corey, welcome to The Peak.
Thanks for having me. I'm glad to be here.
It's great to have you here. Should I ask you what you think of the eclipse?
we went outside to watch, and we were anticipating, I think, more than we actually got, similar to what you just said. Nonetheless, there was like a chill in the air.
The temperature dropped?
Yeah, okay. And it did kind of make you think of, you know, what's going on in the universe and how it really does kind of impact us every day. It was a little anticlimactic and a little fast, but still kind of cool to be out there and see the unusual shadows and things like that.
Okay, I was looking outside every so often, but I not much I didn't. I'm more of a I like lunar eclipses. I like when the moon goes dark and red, because it just feels very, very ominous and prophetic to me. But anyway, moving on, what is The Peak? Well, we seek to bring truth and real media so that we can know what's going on in our region. We can call out things that are great, that are wonderful, and there's a lot. We're not here to just talk about bad stuff, really, hardly. We don't want to. But also, a great role of media that it's supposed to be doing is when people are not doing their jobs, especially in the realm of elected officials and others in positions of power, we need to call them to account. And without that, we have a hard time being free in this country. So I can't do anything about what's going on in Washington or really even what's going on in the rest of the state. But I know that I can impact what's going on in the Pikes Peak region, and I know that you can too. So we want you to join us as a citizen journalist or as a guest or an intern or maybe even a sponsor. Go on thepeak.news. That's thepeak.news for more information to reach out to us and join this scrappy little grassroots effort that tomorrow we reach 50 episodes, which is fantastic. We just launched in January, and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I didn't realize when you're doing four programs a week, and we're on Monday through Thursday from 3 to 4 p.m. Here on The Answer, how quickly you amass content. And we've had incredible guests, and I would invite you, if you haven't checked out our podcast, maybe you're just getting us in your car as you're driving up and down the highway or out and about, but I would invite you to go and listen to our podcast on our podcast podcast page on the stumbled over that on the website or on your favorite podcast network. Look up the Peak News and check out these people. Find out more about them and then reach out to them and see how you can get involved with them. If you can't be inspired by the almost 50 guests that we've had, I don't know what to tell you. I would just say, think about becoming part of the solution, not part of the problem, because what we're finding as we reach out, and I want to inspire you that you're more capable. We're going to be talking about how the arts are more than you think. You're more capable than you think. You have more to give than you think. You're more important than you think. And stop taking yourself out of the game and thinking any less. Who am I? I'm a guy. I got a good radio voice. I thank my father for that. And I was willing to say I needed to do something, and I worked my way here. But you're somewhere in your community, in your family, in your company, in your school, wherever you are. Don't think that you don't have something to give, because guess what? We the people are the people, and we're the ones who are make up the government and make up the culture and make up everything else here. And there are way too many people who are removing themselves from that. And people like John and me, we're sick of it because we have all this weight on our shoulders we can't possibly bear. So you're listening to The Peak on Business and Culture Day. We're going to be challenging you in the area of arts. You're probably more artistic than you think. I'm Chaim Goldman, and we'll be right back. Furnace not doing so well this winter? Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity, because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com. To schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Are you worried about the economy ruining your assets? Does your spouse have financial questions you simply can't answer? At FRS Financial Group, we help you plan for a no-fear future. I'm Rick Stevens, one of the founding partners with FRS, and whether you already have an investment portfolio or can only afford to start putting away a little each paycheck, we'll work with you to make your retirement dreams a reality. Contact us at frsfinancialgroup.com for more information. FRS Financial Group, regular people helping regular people. LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
If you're enjoying The Peak, thank our sponsors. And if you're a local business or organization, please become one. Close to 2 million people live in the AM 1460 broadcast area, and those who listen to conservative talk radio are your perfect customers. As a Peak partner, we'll promote your business while you help us provide real journalism to transform our region. Now that we're on the air, our sponsorship opportunities are going fast. So visit thepeak.news website now to discover the benefits of advertising on The Peak. Thank you for your support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, the Watchman, and you're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And now it's time for headlines on this Business and Culture Day. So we're focused on business and culture headlines. We have with us in the studio for the whole hour as our guest and co-host, John Corey, CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts, a nexus of educational programming, gallery shows, and studio spaces in the Springs. John, welcome back to The Peak.
Thank you again. I'm glad to be here.
So we have our first culture headline here. New Colorado faith-based arts collectives brings dance, visual arts, and gospel to community spaces. This is a dance troupe that is going to be performing this coming Saturday at the Road at Chapel Hills, which, full disclosure, that's where my family goes, and also they're a sponsor here. If you didn't already hear their ad, you will. But they're doing a free dance concert there. And let's see.
Is this a traveling group?
You know what? I don't know. I think it's a new group. I don't know that much about it. Let's see. The nonprofit Southern Colorado Youth for Christ, a ministry for troubled children, has sponsored Jubilee for about a year and has brought its dance program to its four facilities. So this is a dance troupe that's being sponsored by them to go around to dance, expression in the arts, and bring faith. And again, the, 4 p.m. Saturday at the Road at Chapel Hills. You can go to JubileeArtsCollective.org, JubileeArtsCollective.org for more information.
I think that's a wonderful thing.
What do you have to? What is your take on dance? I was just up in Denver last week, saw Shen Yun, so it was cool seeing a dance performance. What is your take on?
I love that their ads say before communist China. Don't they say that?
Yeah,
when you see their ads, yes. It's like it's almost like, you know, this new China came and all of a sudden you couldn't express yourself.
They called it the Cultural Revolution. It was the anti-cultural revolution.
Well, they went the opposite. They went the wrong direction, probably.
The culture that they wanted. So that was interesting. But that was up in Denver and a couple of weeks before here in Colorado Springs. But are you into dance?
I love dance. In fact, I'd say dance is like the one thing that if I'm watching, it brings a tear to my eye. I think it's just incredible because it's generally nonverbal communication, similar to, you know, you have a pet at home, you love your dog or you love your cat, and you learn so much about nonverbal communication through having your beautiful pet that's part of your family. And it's really a thing for lots of people, including us. But the thing with art is that, people start out maybe, you know, sitting in their living room or sitting in their bedroom and they turn some music on and they start dancing. And as they develop, if they allow themselves to and if they're encouraged to, they begin to really improve at their craft. But they don't just improve. They start to realize that it's almost an ascension upwards that they're experiencing via their art. So, you know, whether it's a dancer or I would argue a carpenter or a plumber or people that do things that may not be perceived as art, as you do them, you start to ascend in what you do and you get better. And now you're like technically better. And then these people that do it at the top rung, at that highest part of the totem pole, in a crazy way, they are, you know, reaching to God at that point. They're expressing for God, whatever you believe that to be. And I think that there's a lot to be said for a group that says, look, this is what we are trying to do, because I think it inspires others, not just in dance, but in anything that they do, to grow their relationship with what they do every day. Correct. Yeah. And then all of a sudden they're at this point and you can make an argument. You see artists sometimes and you know that in some way you are hearing the voice of God.
Do you understand a language of dance? I mean, I got that when I was at Shen Yun and we were there, and there were all these little vignettes, and I, you know, they would explain what the story was about, like, and then I wouldn't really get what was going on. I assume that there's some kind of known language to dance expression.
You know, I would argue that there probably is for people that just, like, you know, follow dance and all of its iterations, you know, whether it's hip hop or ballet or what these folks are doing. You know, there's all different ways to kind of technically talk about it, but there's also this thing that's beyond words. And when people express in that way, you know, they're operating at this different level. And then And not only then, but then when they're operating at this level, you look, and whether you know the language or not, you know you're looking at an artist. Because that person is, you know, art is meant to be subversive. It's supposed to make you think. It's supposed to make you look inside spiritually. It's supposed to make you look outside at beauty. But no matter where you are kind of on that scale, when you see someone who has achieved at that really high level, there's no words necessary to explain it.
Okay. Next article, every couple of weeks we mentioned, because there's concerts coming, the new amphitheater is opening up in August, and the latest announcement is John Fogerty is going to be there on August 27th, and also over the past couple of weeks, they announced that Foreigner and Loverboy are going to be there on August 9th. How are you feeling about the amphitheater, and also you're telling me you're a big fan of John Fogerty?
I would take any of the above in terms of those groups you just mentioned, although mostly when the Grateful Dead are playing, I make sure I go see them.
They haven't booked them yet.
Okay, well, yeah.
I don't know, we're going to see that.
Jerry Garcia has been gone for 30 years. However, the spirit of the Grateful Dead goes on forever. John Fogerty, just the most, you know, talk about artist, right? So you have a guy who not only wrote these unbelievable songs, in fact, before the program, you and I chatted for a minute about John Fogerty's song Fortunate Son, which had to do predominantly with the Vietnam War and lots of kids who were really super privileged, did not necessarily have to go, and some of the kids who were kind of, let's say, on the lower rungs socioeconomically did have to go. And that is what that, you know, I think that his expression of those thoughts for those people who were, you know, let's say not necessarily thrilled about our involvement in the war, there was a guy who was expressing that for them. On top of that, in the next 20 seconds, I'll tell you, nobody had a voice like John Fogerty. And man, if I could sing, I would say, I'd like John Fogerty's. I'd take John Fogerty or Bob Dylan.
Okay. Final article. We'll go into a business article here. Defense company christens new Colorado Springs headquarters. The Battle Space Operational Readiness Game allows users at the National Space Defense Center and other government workers to learn how to work with the company's satellite system through visualization and traditional gameplay, including leaderboard. So this is ARIA is a new incarnation of BOCOR. I'm going through this article trying to find, but basically another defense-based contractor here. Adding 50 jobs this year. There wasn't a lot of business news today.
No, also, but, I noticed.
But I want to talk to you. We're going to be talking mostly nonprofits, but what's your take on the business?
What I noticed when you were reading all of those details is that your head almost exploded.
It almost did, which is fine,
but it did. You hung right in there. Hey, look, I expect our country to defend our country. We've got, you know, it's a big place, 3,000 miles wide, and, you know, that my expectation is they do that. What I also expect from, as you said earlier, locally, that we go out there and they're playing defense for us. We got to play offense for us right here. Every time we walk out of our door, step outside, do something good for humanity by just maybe reaching out to your neighbor next door who might need a little help. So it's a great contrast when you read an article about what we're doing at this big level of, you know, needing to protect our, you know, continental and more United States. But on the other hand, when we walk on our door, we got to play offense and make it great. Because when we play offense and do something nice for a neighbor or a person in need, that spreads out and it pervades the entirety of this country. That's what makes me proudest about being here.
Okay. You're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. We're spending the whole hour with John Corey, CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts, or is it of the arts? Of the arts.
Cottonwood Center for the Arts.
For the Arts. There
you
go.
You call it any way you want. Call it anything you want. Just come and show.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our Welcome Center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
My dentist saved my life. Not something you hear every day, unless you're talking to one of Dr. Craig Summers' patients at Springs Dentists.
It was really important to me to have a dentist that understood how your teeth and what goes in them affects everything else in your body.
I was experiencing a lot of headaches and just not feeling well. And I did some research and I found that mercury is in the amalgams and in the teeth. And Dr. Summer was very excited to help people get free of these amalgams and the mercury that's in them. I've noticed my health improve almost immediately. And I felt like almost to the point, I remember a few years ago going, you know what? I kind of like going to the dentist.
For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign in a stress-free environment, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile.
Tired of being lied to by, well, just about everyone? Yeah, us too. The media is supposed to inform us with the facts and context, not propaganda. So we're taking it back, locally, where it counts, with your help. The Peak News is a community-focused organization of volunteer citizen journalists, techs, and interns, and we invite you to join the team. As far as we're concerned, the more the merrier. Go to thepeak.news for all the info and to apply. That's thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to us on AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The Answer. And no, we will not lie to you. That's why we exist. We're here to be truth tellers. And as much as we know the truth and share it to you in context, and I'll let you know truthfully, man, that was hard stumbling through that article. I was telling John, you know, I'm a rip and read kind of guy. If you know what that means, I can just pull out something and start going, but I couldn't find anywhere to take hold in that article. Anyway, John Corey, CEO and executive director of Cottonwood Center. Is it of the
four?
For the arts.
Yeah,
you
just
know
put
what?
The
I gotta,
number down.
I know, I got to put that here. Right. I asked him what he wanted to talk about here. This is the part, if you listen to the program, we give our guest time for sort of an editorial commentary of sorts. And he said he has $1 million marketing lesson for nonprofits. So listen up, John Corey.
It's hard to run a nonprofit. I mean, you're always in this place where you don't have financial stakeholders. So you're not Walmart that's expecting to pay $1 a share in dividends to every single shareholder. However, you have community stakeholders that need to be taken care of. And, you know, although you still want to play, you know, you want to do things your way through your mission. Your job is to serve the community. One of the really hard things in the arts is that you'll often hear arts places say, nonprofits particularly, who say, we need your support. And I get what they're saying, because they probably would have trouble existing without people's support. And that support, generally speaking, is financial support. However, if you flip, you know, if you take the narrative and turn it over and say, well, what if we said we don't need your support? What if we said as a nonprofit, it's our job to support the community? And that is the tack that we take at Cottonwood. And that, frankly, has been why we have been able to have the success that we've had. Nor are we beholden really to anyone who's funding us in a way where we're thinking, oh my goodness, is this going to make them happy if we do this or that? I don't want to do that. I want to serve the community. So the way we do it is we have a very specific kind of four pillars that we think about to make sure that we are in service of our community. And I highly recommend that any nonprofit consider this. Frankly, I recommend that any business do this. I'm going to try to do this in 2 minutes, although I could do it for an hour, okay? So the first one is you have to differentiate yourself. Why are we different? I'm not going to give you the answer to that right now, but that is what we work on a daily basis. Because if you're not different, then you're like everybody else. Second component is relevance. So you can be different, but if you're different for the sake of being different, you're wasting your time. You have to be relevantly different. So, you know, if I run a certain business, I'm different from every other business who might do similar to what we do. And now I have to think about why the differentiation for me is relevant to the community. The third thing I have to do is think about the quality of my product. Chaim, you've been on the air now for 50 shows. That's pretty good. I guarantee you when you walk out of here at 4 o'clock every day or so, you think about the quality of your show, the esteem of your show. Did I do a good job? Did I give someone a really good chance, et cetera? Those things are really important. So you have differentiation. Why are we different? Well, you've explained why this place is different. Your show is different. Why is it relevant? Well, because people want you to speak your truth. Three, what is the quality of your product? You're trying to get the best people in town to come in here and talk about what is important to this community. And the last thing, the last pillar is familiarity. How do people talk about you? So how do people talk about Chaim Show? Oh my goodness, that guy is so awesome. He's very truthful. He has all kinds of people on. He doesn't just have one way to do it. They have one sentence that they can describe you. So it's differentiation, different. We're different from everybody else. Why is it relevant? Well, you figure that out. Three, what is the quality of our product? You think about that too. And if you're out there listening, think about that for your little business. And lastly, how do people identify you? Man, that guy is honest every time he comes over and does a job at my house. Oh my goodness, I never met people who told me the truth more readily than those people do. So there's my $1 million marketing lesson. If anybody wants more on that, feel free to reach out to me. I'll come and do a consultation with you anytime. But I think that's what makes for a wonderful nonprofit and frankly, any business in this wonderful city.
Okay. I didn't realize I was sitting across from a marketer. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. We'll be right back with John Corey.
Have you heard of Church Voter Guides? I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. 3 years ago, I helped found Church Voter Guides to educate Christians about local candidates and to activate the church. Our guides are nonpartisan and 501c3 compliant, so they can be promoted through churches. We simply survey the candidates and publish their answers. As a grassroots organization based in the Springs, we greatly appreciate your help in producing local voter guides for this crucial election year. Go to churchvoterguides.org to get involved and to donate. That's churchvoterguides.org, because together we win.
The Peak Citizen Journalist and Internship Programs help hardworking, talented local folks break into broadcast media. How cool is that? At The Peak, we don't just provide opportunity, but also training toward a career path for those committed to professional-level truth-telling. So don't just listen to The Peak. Help make it happen by raising up an army of integrist journalists. Donate to our programs at thepeak.news website. Real journalism is hard to find. Let's change that together. Donate now at thepeak.news, and thank you for your generous support.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and you're listening to AM 1460 and FM 101.1. The answer, the best for news talk in the entire Pikes Peak region. But what we didn't have during the week was a local show, a local news talk show. Well, guess what? You're listening to the one that we do have, because this is where we take action. And For the entire hour, our guest and co-host is John Corey, CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts, a nexus of educational programming, gallery shows, and studio spaces in the Springs. And we're going to be learning a lot more about it in this segment. But to start off, John, what drew you into a career advocating for those who are expressing themselves artistically? Is that a good question?
That's a great question, okay. Actually. Yeah, I mean, you know, the real answer to that is if you have a kid, let's say a kindergartner, who gets one teacher or one other kid in the class that says, you can't draw, guess what? Some of those kids drop it forever.
Right, the rest of their lives.
Yeah, and that's not good. You know, I think, I whether this is true or not, I don't know, but someone told me that Michael Jordan got cut from his JV basketball team. Is that true?
I believe so, yeah.
We have no idea.
But I mean, I've heard it too.
Okay,
so
we've learned it.
I've never double-sourced
it. Would we have wanted Michael Jordan to stop playing basketball? No. So I've always kind of had this thing. It's a little bit about fighting for the underdog, a little. But sometimes you meet people that are just already at that, you know, that top level of voice of expression. But the majority of people are not quite there. They're exploring that and trying to get better. So my interest has always been, I did a lot of coaching when I was younger. I coached high school sports for 20 years. I coached boys soccer, girls soccer, baseball, basketball, track. And all of it along the way was not necessarily saying you need to be this as a basketball player, because that's not true. But what you do need to be as a basketball player is everything that you are to go into it. And this is something that resonated through my coaching and through my career. My career prior to coming out here was, you know, about 20 years working with musicians in New York City. The thing that I found the most is they were so interested in pursuing what they loved artistically, music in this particular case, but they had very little acumen for how to do it from a business standpoint. And that, although there's lots of places out there that say, we're going to teach you how to be an artist and run your business at the same time. Those are well-intended and well-meaning things, but it takes an awful lot to really make that happen. And I have kind of been in this relentless pursuit to prove, number one, that a place like Cottonwood Center for the Arts could work financially, make an impact from a mission statement, and just be another small part of this wonderful community that we live in. So that's where my interest came, and I see that as an interest I'm going to have for the rest of my life.
And how did you end up there as the executive director?
Well, I went to Colorado College, graduated, and I came here from New York in 1980. My uncle was a professor at Colorado College, a history professor, and he said, oh, you know, you ought to look at this school. It's a great little place. And I heard about the block plan at CC, and to me, it felt like, oh, my goodness, I have a chance to do something that, you know, no one, let's say in 1980, was thinking about. You know, they were going to schools that were all local, maybe some of the Ivy Leagues and things like that. So it was an opportunity to get away from New York and kind of bring my New Yorker-ish nature or whatever that to some entirely different place. And I did. It was the best decision I ever made. Went back in 1984, back to New York, helped my grandfather in the Garment Center in New York. So I kind of learned how to do business on 34th Street right near the Empire State Building. And then eventually got into coaching and then ultimately had this opportunity to start representing musicians in New York. And when I left, I had about 260 musicians that I was able to make a full-time living for in New York City. So I've had a really inspirational career, and there's been plenty of ups and downs, believe me. But overall, it's been inspiring to be able to do that for people who have this passion to speak, as I said earlier, that voice of God, have it come out, and also, darn it, make a living from it.
And you've been in this position since?
2012. I got here in August of 2012. It was right after the Waldo Canyon fire when my plane flew in. I remember seeing all that kind of settling smoke. It was just the end of when that fire was going out.
So what are the biggest challenges for nonprofits in our region, in the Pikes Peak region? Because there's so many nonprofits here.
There are too many.
Everybody's a non. Everybody that has an idea starts a nonprofit, it seems.
Yeah, I mean, you know, this without getting into the politics of the need for nonprofits, there are some cities and communities that, you know, more willingly, let's say, part with their tax dollars to support things like the arts or, you know, not believe me, this is not just about the arts, because there are people that support seniors, wonderful, wonderful nonprofits that do that. But they're kind of more willing to part with that from, you know, handing our money over to the government and then having the government disperse to make sure that we're taking care of people who really need it. We're not as willing to do that here. But, you know, you can either fight that or you can say we need to get in there and fight for those people and do what you're doing as a nonprofit, making sure you're sticking to your mission and actually serving those people. Would it be wonderful if, you know, funding was there for all these different programs? Sure. But who's going to sit there and pick, you know, which ones are most important, which ones are unimportant or less important, let's say. But it's all from that person's perspective. You know, whatever you're doing, you think is the most important thing. But the truth of the matter is that there's going to be things that fall by the wayside. You still need to fight for your little piece of the pie and make sure that you're supporting the people who you, you know, passionately want to support. But unfortunately, the biggest challenge is making your presence known in a very crowded community of nonprofits, which Colorado Springs is. And I think overall, really, we do a wonderful job of that.
Okay. Well, let's drill down into the arts. How do you define the arts, and what are the specific challenges as an arts nonprofit?
You know, the arts is so tricky. Like, you know, one thing I always thought about, having grown up really with nothing, you know, I had a single mom raising us in Yonkers, New York, and, you know, putting food on the table was a challenge. When you think, ask me your question one more time. I want to make sure I'm on target.
Well,
for this.
Just specific, what, let's start with part one. How do you define arts?
Great. I knew I was going the right direction. Okay. So to me, the arts is less important than doing things artistically. Meaning when people are passionately going about what they do. And I don't mean that every day you have to be revved up to 11 to make sure that, you know, you're doing things at the absolute max. And, you know, I don't believe in that either. But what I do believe is that anything that we do, whether I'm serving a burger at the Carl's Jr. outside of the studio, pumping gas at a gas station, fixing someone's furnace, I can do that in an artistic way and not only fix the thing, but kind of bring joy on the most local level to the recipients of what I'm doing. That, to me, is what art is. Part of Cottonwood's success, by the way, is we don't just have painters there. We have people, we have tattoo artists there. We have hair salons there. We have jewelers there. We do have painters and potters and all different craftsmen. All of these things are art, but you can extrapolate that way more. It's easy in an art center to say this is art. What's really tricky is having that message get out to the rest of this community and let the people know who are fixing our roads that they can do that artistically. And I believe that this community has the power to do that and send that message out into the rest of this world. I really do believe it. I know it might sound naive, but I do believe deep down that that's possible.
Okay, and the challenge in specifically in the arts, as you're saying, is just even defining it and having people understand it?
It's really, really hard. And, you know, sometimes with the arts, people get very intimidated. Like they say, oh, you know, I want to go to the Philharmonic. And then they say, well, I can't go to the Philharmonic. I don't have the right suit. To me, that's wrong. I don't like that. I want people to be able to walk through it. And by the way, I don't say the Philharmonic does that. I think the Philharmonic is really great about this way expansive presentation of this is open to anyone who wants to experience incredible music. But I do think that's the biggest challenge in the arts, to not have people feel intimidated, to not be intimidated because they can't afford it or don't have the right clothes, but to know that they're welcome to come in and express themselves with their unique voice.
Okay, we have about a minute or so left. I want people to know CottonwoodCenterForTheArts.com, CottonwoodCenterForTheArts.com for everything about the Cottonwood Center. But what's your elevator pitch on the Cottonwood Center? You've been filling us in, but what's
elevator unique, pitch?
Differentiate yourself.
I will differentiate. Thank you. Well, we have a really big building. It's almost 40,000 square feet, and it's awfully expensive to run. I won't even get into those numbers because your mind, as well you were when you were reading earlier, your mind would be blown. But somehow, some way, we do it every single month. We predominantly do it by virtue of our own programming, which is really unheard of. For an art center, mostly they rely on people writing checks And yes, we have very generous people that do write checks, but we never want to be reliant on that. So you come into Cottonwood, we have 74 artist studios where people rent space at a way discounted rate to make sure they can pursue their art. In those 74 studios, we have about 132 artists currently. We have a waiting list of about 300 people to get in. We run classes day, afternoon, and evenings, all weekend long as well. So you could take classes anytime you want. We sell art, all the kind of predictable things. We have this wonderful gift shop that's incredible for really cool gifts and things like that. We run meetings. We do birthday parties. We do weddings. We have a theater where we show film. Almost anything you can think of, we do, because they express our mission, and additionally, they bring in the funds necessary for us to run that business.
Okay, excellent. Well, you've been listening to John Corey, CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts. And again, their website is cottonwoodcenterforthearts.com. When we come back, we got one more segment with John Corey. We're going to talk about that art is more in our lives than we even imagine, than we think. And of course, we'll finish up with Jim Miller and the Peak Rants. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening to The Peak on The Answer, and we'll be right back with more arts and culture.
If your mouth could talk, what do you think it would say? Whoa, whoa, whoa. My mouth can talk. It's doing it right now. I know, but I mean, what if your mouth could tell your brain what's up, instead of your brain always calling the shots? For example, your mouth might say that silver filling you got when you were 12 might be making you sick. But no, your mouth just keeps itself shut. That's why it's so important to find a holistic dentist who understands that your oral health impacts your overall well-being. If you have old metal fillings and you're concerned about mercury possibly causing serious health issues, you should meet Dr. Craig Summer at Springs Dentists. For holistic general, cosmetic, and restorative dentistry or Invisalign, call 719-375-2427. That's 719-375-2427 and springsdentists.com. Springs Dentists, your life, your health, your smile. You do know you're kind of talking to yourself, right?
Full Armor Sports Teams has a new facility for after-school youth programs. It's located at 2380 Montebello near North Academy and Union, with two pools for swim lessons and swim teams, a weight room for powerlifting, conditioning, and more. Full Armor Sports Teams is a Christ-centered and family-oriented organization bringing the youth of Colorado Springs together. For more info on after-school and homeschool programs, go to fullarmorsportsteams.com or call 719-629-SWIM.
Let us do the dangerous stuff, or just the items on your wife's honey-do list. Hi, I'm Peter Larson, owner and chief electrician at All Star Electric. For whole house surge protection to generator connections, to simply adding an outlet and everything in between, All Star Electric is a veteran-owned family business serving the Pikes Peak region with residential and commercial service since 2006. We also specialize in large appliance repair and electrical issues others can't figure out. Google All Star Electric Colorado Springs now and let us be your light in the dark.
Furnace not doing so well this winter?
Feel like you have icicles in your living room? Call Home Comfort Heating and Air, your local experts, to fix or replace your home furnace to keep you warm now and for many years to come. Hi, this is Chaim Goldman, The Watchman, and our family depends on Home Comfort to service our home's entire HVAC system. They've been providing superior service to both residential and commercial clients since 2008. Get a fast response from their family-owned and operated business with a trusted reputation. Based in the Peyton Falcon area, they serve all of El Paso, Teller, and Elbert counties. Home Comfort installs and services all types of furnaces and air conditioning systems, as well as whole house air purifiers. For more information and to quickly book an on-site visit and free estimate, go to homecomfortha.com. Mention The Peak and receive 10% off a new heating or AC system of $5,000 or more. That's homecomfortha.com. Home Comfort Heating and Air. They're on a mission to ensure my home comfort and your home comfort all year long.
Welcome back to The Peak. I'm Chaim Goldman, The Watchman. You're listening on AM 1460 and FM 101.1, The Answer. And for this entire hour, we have been joined by John Corey, who's the CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts here in the Springs. And in this final segment, as we head toward wrapping up the show, as we've been focused on art and culture, we're talking about that art is more in our lives than we think. John, why is art so important?
Well, I'll tell you, Chaim, if you look around, or, you know, let's say you hearken back to an era, okay? Let's say you talk about the 1970s, or you talk about the 50s, you know, and those are recent examples. But, you know, you talk about the 70s, the first thing you think about is the art that was produced during that time, including what clothing people wore. Isn't it what you think of?
Yeah.
Think about the 50s, you know, and you think about, like, you know, the music of the 50s.
You just, Motown and everything.
Yeah. Motown and everything, right. Music is a big one, by the way, with this. But I would tell you that, you know, when you see cultures who took the time to create cities thoughtfully, you know, they didn't just put up these squares and say, here's the building and this is what every building is going to look like. When you look, people want to go to New York, for example, because they want to see, you know, the architecture. People go to Europe. Why do they go to Europe? To talk about politics like we talk about incessantly here? No, they go because they want to see the art. They want to hear the art. They want to experience, you know, how this culture got put together. I see Colorado Springs has always had lots of art. I mean, we go way back with art. It is something that we kind of lost along the way, and there's all different reasons for that. But we do have a city that artistically, just from a natural standpoint, has this incredible beauty and this kind of overall support, not just for lots of art, but for better and better and better art kind of keeps going up. And it will take voices like yours to encourage people to go out and do their day-to-day life as artistically as possible that will continue to make this city an example for so many others to look at and say, look what they do down there. And if you ask me what I wanted to do, that would be my primary thing.
Well, you know, the natural art here every day. You know, I love looking at the mountain, especially this time of year, because there's something new on it every day. It's been painted new every day, and I believe that inspires all of us. But what is the culture and the art that you think defines Colorado Springs that we're maybe not noticing?
I don't know that you can necessarily, you know, I do think what you just mentioned defines Colorado Springs. But the thing with art is that it has to go way beyond that, too. You need to start talking, you know, to me, one of the things I love to say is the most personal things are the most universal. When we look in the mirror and see all of our flaws or think about what upset us or, you know, the various things that we roll around in our head all of the time, when we express those things to other people, those most personal things, that is when we get the most traction for people to say, you know what, I understand. And they do. And to me, the best expressions of art that we look forward to, because we got plenty of nature's art right here, and we have lots of people who've painted Pike's Peak, which has been wonderful. On the other hand, we really need to make sure we're exploring this idea of getting into the soul of the different voices of the city, because the more personal we get to that, the better we will get at understanding each other, cooperating with each other, respecting each other, and ultimately, again, creating a community that can be an example for others.
Excellent. Well, you've been listening on this whole hour to John Corey, who's the CEO and Executive Director of Cottonwood Center for the Arts. John, thank you so much for being on The Peak. It's been a pleasure.
My pleasure, Chaim. Thanks for having me.
And go to cottonwoodcenterforthearts.com. Explore your inner artist and get it out there, because as much as the natural beauty is here, he's right. What we will be remembered for is the art that we make out in this area, and also, you know, relationally with each other. And I love how he's bringing people together through that. Now, someone who brings people together all the time, Jim Miller, Just a Guy, and the Peak Rants. Jim's talking today about how he hates the intersection at Boulder and Platt, and don't we all?
I'm Jim Miller. I ran for mayor. I'm Just a Guy, and this is the Peak Rant. All right, good old Colorado Spring, or Comirado Springer, as I've been calling it as of late. The infrastructure, the roads, the driving, the potholes. There's a lot of stuff going on with all that, isn't there? Yeah, well, I have to drive on that Boulder to Platt thing that they made a couple years back. That thing that floods every time the rains. The thing with the stupid light that doesn't work at night. That they say they fix all the time when I tell them. You know, one car, red light, yellow, red. You're like, what is going on with this thing? the whole one lane to either go up Platt or go straight across to go to Boulder to make that, to get the circle or to make the left right there where the Wells Fargo is if you want to. That is the dumbest thing that I've ever seen made in my life. I don't know who we overpaid, what engineer, to make that mess that is so diabolically sketchy that every time, at least once or twice a day, at least once a day for sure, I have to honk my horn and I do the old waving hands, thumb up thing. I quit flipping people off years ago because a thumbs up seems to be more effective and people notice it more. And it makes it kind of funny with dealing with the diabolical nonsense of the lack of driving etiquette. But every time I drive through that thing on Boulder, across the Platt part, there's always some idiot that's just in such a hurry cutting across through there. No turn signal, they're not there making a turn, cutting in front of you. Before, we used to have two lanes. One was for turning, and one was for going straight. And the little light worked just fine for it. Way less stuff. Easier to turn in with your trailer if you're coming off Platt to go down Boulder, and you got a car on there. That is the dumbest setup I've ever seen. I hate that freaking part. I don't like it. I don't want to drive through it anymore. I think it was better the way it was before. And I really, really despise it. That is the most over-engineered pile of trash freaking intersection I've gone through ever. I don't like it. I don't want it. I think it needs to be changed and put back to where it's the two lanes, one turn, one straightaway. It's not fun. It needs to be fixed. And that's not the only place in town that's like that. But that is one of the worst, and I think most of us drive through there and hate that freaking intersection. Boulder and Platt. Change it. Do something. Where's Mayor Yummy blah 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 doing something that's going to make it better in life? Do something. I'm tired of pictures every 2 days, bud. All right? I'm Jim Miller. I'm just a guy, and you're listening to The Peak on AM 1460 and FM 101.1 The Answer.
Revitalize your home with Absolute Best Painting. Celebrating 25 years of excellence in Colorado Springs, we specialize in exterior painting, shielding your home from the elements, boosting property value, and enhancing curb appeal with durable, weather-resistant finishes. Visit AbsoluteBestPaintingInc.com to see our transformative work. Your home deserves the best, so book your project today. Absolute Best Painting Incorporated, where expertise and quality paint a perfect picture.
Our vision is a Kingdom of God revolution in the Rockies through empowering people to change the world. We believe this is best accomplished through building men into leaders. Hello, I'm Dr. Steve Holt, the senior pastor of The Road at Chapel Hills. Join 400 men on Tuesday mornings at 6 a.m. for Bible study and breakfast, and Sunday mornings for our regular worship services. For times and more details, check us out at theroad.org. That's theroad.org.
Have you been to the Gateway Prayer Garden yet? Experience God and discover His purpose for your life at the Gateway Prayer Garden in Colorado Springs. Hi, I'm Audrey Beckett, founder of the garden, inviting you to visit our 25 acres that includes prayer trails right along Fountain Creek, scripture stones telling God's story of redemption from Genesis to Revelation, a 20-foot open cross, a replica of Jesus' empty tomb, and so much more. The garden is open 24/7, and our welcome center is staffed weekdays from 10 to 4. We're located across from Fort Carson at 8035 Bandley Drive in Fountain, Colorado, right off of I-25. We look forward to your visit. For more information, go to gatewayprayergarden.org. The Gateway Prayer Garden, a place to know God and know your purpose.
Introducing BrightStar Auto, your new go-to auto garage in Colorado Springs. With nearly 30 years of master mechanic experience, we're here to keep your car running smoothly. At BrightStar Auto, we promise fair prices and operate with integrity because your satisfaction is our priority. Visit us online at BrightStarAutoLLC.com. That's BrightStarAutoLLC.com. To schedule an appointment today.
Help the Colorado Life Initiative get over the finish line and onto the 2024 ballot to save the lives of thousands of children and end abortion in our state. The final petition return is April 10th in Colorado Springs, and a notary is available. Please grab another petition and a friend for those last signatures to protect our children from intentional harm. We can all get this done if we do our part. You'll find us at Church at Briargate and gotaheart.org. That's gotaheart.org. Because every child deserves a birthday.
Thank you for joining us on The Peak. We're almost finishing up our third month. This is very exciting, and tomorrow is our 50th program. Hope you're enjoying it and want to join us as a citizen journalist, as a tech, as an intern, as a guest, as a sponsor. We love our sponsors, and please patronize our sponsors because they put us on the air and they keep us on the air. And you can find out all about that at thepeak.news. We are Monday through Thursday, so we'll be back tomorrow. Same peak time, same peak channel. Tuesday is Government and Politics Day, and tomorrow's guest is Roland Rainey, who's a commissioner of the 4th Judicial Nominating Commission, and he's the group that nominates judges in our state, so we're going to be learning about that process. And then on Faith and Family Wednesday, Rich Bennett, president and CEO of Life Network, Christian pro-life organization that operates pregnancy centers for the past 40 years in our region. Now, please join me today on our Sis Bible Teaching and Talk sister station, The Word, 100.7 FM, at 5 p.m. for my weekly crosswalk program. Today, I'm continuing my teachings on the biblical feast of the Lord and their prophetic fulfillment, and today we're getting into the Feast of Weeks, or what Christianity calls Pentecost. Now, stay tuned for the Officer Tatum Show coming up next on The Answer, and we'll see you tomorrow. Until then, check out our almost 3 months of podcast on thepeak.news. The Peak, it's yours for such a time as this. Shalom.